Talk is really a what we call a spin-off from Frontier Resources. So about 3 years ago, they formed a company called Talk Mining, which, because the present environment for exploration companies or small mining companies is very poor as far as investors are concerned, we've never actually succeeded in going public. We may in the future, but it'll probably depend on the success of the Stormont mine and the subsequent exploration, which we believe will turn up a gold deposit which is significantly larger than the present Stormont deposit.
You're no stranger to Tasmania. Where is this Stormont deposit, looking at the map?
It's part of the old, what's called the Moena mining district, which is about 40 kilometres south of Devonport. It's near the junction of the Sheffield Cradle Mountain Road and the Devonport Cradle Mountain Road. And Stormont is well away from any habitation. It's probably 4 or 5 kilometres from the nearest house. It's relatively remote. It's not in pristine forest or anything like that. It's part of it actually is in a guns forest area, and part of it's in a logged area, previously logged area. So there haven't been any problems as far as environmental approvals or things like that.
Ever mined for gold before?
Yes, it was mined for gold in the 1930s. Why it wasn't continued, is there's no record of that, but there was a small mine there in the 1930s.
How big is your mine now? How big is the deposit?
Well,
that you've...
the deposit is really quite small on a global scale. We hope to produce around about 11,000 ounces of gold at an average grade of about 4 grams per tonne gold. So it's relatively quite small. But at that grade, it does return a reasonable cash flow, somewhere between probably $5 and $6 million to BCD and Torque, of which is split 50-50. So we hope to have somewhere between $2 and $3 million by June, which we can then put into further drilling of the district.
So you mentioned BCD. What's their involvement in this?
BCD is a 50% joint venture partner. Basically what the situation is that we provided the resource and they've provided the processing plant. So the ore is mined at Stormont, it's partly crushed at Stormont, then it's trucked to Beaconsfield, and then it's processed at Beaconsfield in the old, I shouldn't say the old, but in the Beaconsfield processing plant, which has been on care and maintenance mainly since the Beaconsfield mine closed. The advantage to that of us is it's a small deposit, and it would not have justified building a separate plant in the Moena area. In other words, it's too small to have its own plant. So this was a compromise whereby BCD provided the plant and we provided the resource.
So how much gold's been processed so far?
Oh, we've only just started processing, so we've really only sold a little under 600 ounces of gold, 518 ounces to be precise, at a price of $1,480 per ounce, Australian dollars.
Your timing's terrific, isn't it? The gold price has just been going up.
Well, we hope so, because the Australian gold price today is around about $1,515 to $1,520 an ounce. So we hope that over the next month it continues to rise, because the biggest variable in all these mines is really the price, the gold price. So yes, it would be to our advantage, certainly, and it seems to be working in our favour. We just hope it continues.
Are you confident with this deposit that the rocks will fracture and the ore will come out well?
We are confident that it will. We're getting 91% recovery. In the mine plan, it was scheduled at 88%, so we're doing better on recovery. The grade is slightly under what was forecast, but it probably will turn out to be more gold than forecast, so that will probably work out just as well. Some of the rock has been very hard, and that's necessitated some additional cost in what we call rock breaking. So, you get a piece of rock comes out of the pit, which might be the size of a desk. And, of course, that's too big to go straight through the crusher. So, you have to break that up. The other thing we've found is that it's been better to actually put an initial crusher on site. So, the initial crushing is now done on site rather than all done at Beaconsfield. But that'll add perhaps another $100,000 to the overall cost. But in the total cost, that's not that great.